The Color Weaver. Once upon a time, in a land far away, the world was grey. Not truly grey, but all colours had left it. The flowers were pale, the trees were dull, and the sky held no blue. People walked with slow steps and soft voices. They did not laugh much, for joy felt as faded as their clothes. In this land lived a young man named Phelan. He had a kind heart and sharp eyes. Phelan remembered old stories his grandmother told. She spoke of a time when the world was full of bright reds and deep greens, sparkling blues and sunny yellows. She called this time the Age of True Colors. One day, Phelan cleaned his small house. Under an old rug, he found a piece of cloth. It was very old and thin, but Phelan saw faint marks on it, like a picture, but made with threads. He saw a tiny piece of bright blue, like a dream of the sky. This was a color weave, his grandmother had called it. It was an art lost long ago. People used to weave the colors of the world into things, but the colors slowly left, and so did the art. Phelan looked at the little blue thread. He felt a small hope in his heart. He decided to find out more. He remembered an old tale about Glim, a gnome who lived deep in the Whisperwood forest. Glim knew many old secrets. The Whisperwood was quiet and dim. The trees stood like grey ghosts. Phelan walked for a long time. The path was hard to see. He felt alone. But his hope for colour kept him going. After many hours, he found a small hollow under a very old oak tree. Inside, a tiny door opened. Glim was very small, with a long white beard and bright, curious eyes. He wore clothes woven from brown leaves. "What brings a young man to my quiet home?" Glim asked, his voice like rustling leaves. Phelan showed him the old color weave cloth. "I want to bring the colors back," he said. "Do you know how?" Glim looked at the cloth. His eyes grew wide. "Ah, the old ways. Yes, I remember. To weave colors, you must find the heart bloom. It is a flower that holds all the world's hues. It grows only where true kindness can reach." "Where can I find it?" Phelan asked, his heart beating fast. "The heart bloom hides in the quietest part of the world, where the sun forgets to shine. It is guarded by silence and doubt," Glim said. "But its light is soft, not strong. You must search with a gentle spirit." Phelan thanked Glim and started his new journey. He went to the quietest, most forgotten corners of the land. He looked under stones and behind old waterfalls. The way was often dark, and sometimes Phelan felt like giving up. But he thought of the bright blue thread and kept going. Finally, in a hidden cave, Phelan saw a soft light. It was very small, like a star. He walked closer. There, growing from a crack in the rock, was a flower. It was tiny and seemed to hold all colors, but they were very faint, like a memory. This was the heart bloom. It looked sad and tired. Phelan sat by the flower. He did not try to take it. He just sat and looked at it with kindness in his heart. He thought of all the beauty the colors could bring. Slowly, the heart bloom grew a little brighter. Phelan remembered Glim's words about weaving. He used thin vines and soft moss to make a small frame. He touched the heart bloom gently. He imagined the colors flowing from it. With his fingers, he began to weave. He thought of a green leaf, and a small green thread appeared in his weave. He thought of a blue sky, and a blue thread followed. It was slow work, Many times the colors faded in his hands, but Phelan did not stop. He kept trying, always with kindness and patience. As he wove, the heart bloom grew brighter. Its colors shone with more power. He wove a small tapestry full of bright colors. Then Phelan took his tapestry outside. He held it up to the gray world. The colors began to spread. First, a small patch of grass turned green. Then, a flower showed its red petals. The sky above him turned a soft blue. Phelan walked through the land, holding his brightly woven cloth. Everywhere he went, colors woke up. The trees burst into green leaves. Birds sang with bright feathers. The rivers sparkled with blue. People gasped. Their faces, once dull, now smiled. They started to laugh again. Phelan taught others the art of color weaving. Soon, the whole land was full of life and joy. The gray was gone. The heart bloom in the hidden cave glowed with strong, beautiful light, forever sharing its magic. And Phelan, the kind young man, was known as the color weaver, who brought light back to the world. The end.